Hello, welcome to Thoughts on Thoughts, a podcast where you, our listeners, can become part of a conversation with us. We are three therapists who are going to talk about the good, the hard, and all the in-betweens of life. Come join us.
Welcome to Thoughts on Thoughts. This is Jessica and Taylor and KJ, and we are here today to do a follow-up episode to our episode that came out last week or the week before. I don't keep track. KJ, do you know if it was last week or the week before?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Yeah. And that episode was on basically balancing your dopamine levels and creating a more consistent stream of those pleasure chemicals rather than like these intense spikes, which leave you really with this intense low after. So we are following up that episode because we talked about maybe letting go of something for a month and seeing what that was bringing to you in terms of your dopamine and the crashes and everything. So for instance, I talked about how I was giving up Instagram for the month. And so what we want to do in this episode is give you some ideas of what to replace that thing with that are maybe a little bit more healthy highs and lows, maybe a little bit more balanced for you. So we're going to give you some ideas, approximately 50. We'll see if we get to 50. I don't know. We could talk for too long and you only get five. You never know with us. So we have the possibilities are not endless. It can go up to 50, but maybe less. I can't promise anything. But we're going to go through. We each came up with some of our ideas of what we do when we need to kind of replace a cheap, easy dopamine spike with something a little bit more lasting and meaningful. Mm-hmm. So, Taylor, tell us, number one, what do you like to do? Gosh.
Okay. I don't know if it's what I like to do, but it's the workout. It's like the exercise.
I don't think that is relevant here. Obviously, it's very relevant.
Yes. And I know I have like a lot of variations of that on my list, like actually like doing a workout or even going on a walk. I just find that it's like that. I don't know. I'm trying always to make this one on my list. But for me lately, it's like the 20-minute max workout, and it's painful and it hurts my body. But at the end, I definitely get that quality dopamine spike, endorphin, you know, that kind of feeling of accomplishment, that feeling that I've done something hard, that feeling that I've done something healthy for my body, but it is balanced with the pain, right, of working out, especially because I hate working out. So that's like a lot of pain for Taylor. I don't know.
It's physical and emotional pain, truly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a real slog.
It's a good one. Can I go next?
What about you, Cage? Yeah, what's yours?
This is the established order. So the next one...
I changed my mind. You can't go next. I have a really good one.
She just can't get you off.
So I just wanted to get this one because I know Jessica's going to try to do this one. But I put read a book slash...
I have that on mine!
Do the slash...
Okay.
Slash make it a separate one.
Slash listen to an audiobook. Yeah.
Okay.
Just steal it. I have to mark right one off my list now.
Yeah, I know. What are we going to do? We're going to run out faster, guys. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's my number one dopamine hit lately has been listening to audiobooks and just the slow burn satisfaction that comes from finishing a book, getting onto my Goodreads, rating that book, writing a review, talking about that reviews. Book with friends. Mm-hmm. Yep, that is.
Do you guys want to be? Yeah, if you guys want to be friends on Goodreads, please message us because we love Goodreads friends.
I'm asking a follow-up question that maybe somebody else is thinking as they're listening to this. Where do you guys get your books, your audiobooks? What's your chosen place?
Several places.
Several. So you guys rent.
KJ's more intense about it. I only get mine from Libby.
Yeah. So Libby, if you pay for Spotify, you can get 15 hours free of listening to audiobooks every month. Nice. Hoopla is a recent find. If your library, if your library does Hoopla, that is where I get more popular books that are available. So that one's also free.
So you have one library card, right?
Yes, one library card, but I use two library apps, Libby and Hoopla, and Hoopla. Plug in your library card number, and it links you to your library. Libby is very slow for me.
It's so slow.
It depends on where you live. You guys, my sister lives in Lehigh. I live in Saratoga Springs. Saratoga Springs is significantly faster of a library. But we both have our cards on there, and I check both cards. Just fascinating. So if you can find a friend who lives somewhere else, you can sometimes work the system and share your cards.
Yes. You know? So up until like a month ago, I had a card in Newport Beach, a San Diego card, an LA card, and then a San Luis Obispo card.
We're loving this.
Homegirl waited for nothing.
100%. I love that.
And then I changed my phone and lost everything. And I couldn't find my card numbers anymore. And now I am a peasant on the library.
That's a tragedy. Oh,
it is. Anyways, so reading a book is a good dopamine spike.
Yes. It's so good. In an alternate reality, I would have a Bookstagram or whatever it's called, where I just review books.
I'd love to follow that.
So fun for me to read and then chat books. So
that's why I love Goodreads, because it's like the poor man's version of a Bookstagram, where it's I'm not going to take a beautiful picture and post a whole thing, but you will get my thoughts, my quick thoughts. And then you can talk to me if you've seen that I've read it. You can always,
You're welcome for my thoughts.
Thoughts on those thoughts. So
Let's
see what you did there.
100%. Absolutely. All right, I hope you guys use our podcast name in normal life, because it is such a useful little concept, you know?
Here are
my thoughts on your thoughts. Okay. Something that I've been doing for a long time is making yearbooks of our year, or chat books from Instagram or whatever. Oh, so I have printed books
for every year.
I have something printed from every year. I literally just found my first one. There's a page in it where me and KJ go hikestering. This is a real thing. I just found this yesterday. We were hikesters.
Wait, is this another one on your list? Hikestering?
Yeah, hikestering will come later. Yeah. And it says in the book that hikesters leave no trace, but they do make sure to post on Instagram after. So
I love that.
So that first one was in 2016 or something. So I've been doing it for a long time. Oh no, 2013. Sorry. It was when we were still in grad school.
Yeah, hikestering was we would dress like hipsters, like the stereotype.
And then go hiking.
So big glasses, graphic tees, fanny packs. Mm-hmm. But now that's all in style. Before our time.
Yeah.
You guys need to if you remind us, we will post a picture from my book where we are all posing in a stream in our hikester clothing. It's so prime. Such a product of our time.
That level of cool is pretty impressive.
I love it. It's amazing. So what I'm doing this year is I have a mixed book. I'm using mixed book, that app. And I have already created my book for the year. And I am uploading pictures every single day to it, so that it is just ready to go.
That's so
nice. At the end of the year. So every day I go through.
What do you do with
two
the
pictures.
Books? Are they on your coffee table?
Oh my gosh.
Are they like in your bookcase?
I should show you that too. The chat books that I printed off are just in tatters. My children read them every single day.
So that was my question. Okay, because I had like five early on, haven't done it since.
Yeah.
All from Instagram. But Scout like loves them and she sleeps with them and then the babies get them and they tear things out of them. So my question is like, do you let your kids handle them with love and whatever? Or are you like, they go in the bookcase, we look at them with gloves on?
No, I think that this year when I like get, because this year's different. Last year, the last like 3, 4, or 5 years, I don't know, since Anna's been born. I've been doing chat books like through Instagram, through like a Finsta account, you know? And those are like just dead, you know? Like they're not like high quality, but the mixed books, I am like, maybe I would order one to like put somewhere where it's nice and no one can touch it. And then one for them to just like destroy.
That would be a good idea.
They do destroy it for sure, but they love.
But it's like they destroy it with love, you know, because they're just 100%. So, Yeah.
It's worth every little bit that you put into it. Yeah. It just is so nice. And it's been really nice every night when I'm bored at right before I go to bed, when I normally would be looking at Instagram, I am now just choosing 2 or 3 pictures, uploading it. Nice and easy.
Yeah.
So then it's done. So far it's been 29 days. I am up to date. Just shocking.
Dang. That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's working, you know? It's a nice, like, it's not an immediate payoff. Yeah. I have to wait until the end of the year to get this finished product. And want it so bad, but you can't. So it's a great little, like, there's a little bit of pain in there too. And you have to like sort through the pictures and choose, you know, whatever. But then it's also like, oh my gosh, when I look back at my first 22 pages, I'm like, oh, it's so cute. I love it. You know?
Yes. Yes.
So it's fun. There you go. That's mine. On to you, Taylor. What's next?
Okay. My next one is make a homemade meal. I've been trying to do this a lot more lately. And it's like, I don't know, for the last decade, we've been like surviving on the Trader Joe's orange chicken, which I will never hate on because I have deep love and respect for the 100%. Trader Joe's orange chicken, and I always will. But there is something different for me to like actually make something homemade, you know, something that, like a good recipe, cooking with whole foods. It usually takes a long time, but at the end, it's very good. Hopefully it's good. I mean, it's not always.
It's kind most of a crapshoot, right?
Yeah. You
never
time,
know.
But yeah. But that does make me feel, it's like it takes time, it takes energy, it takes sacrifice, kind of like putting in my time. And then I feel very accomplished when I make a home cooked meal. Yeah.
Great one. Mm-hmm. So good.
Thank you so much.
I will piggyback off of that. And I put bake.
Bake deliver. With a question mark or just bake? Okay.
Oh, bake, deliver.
And then deliver.
Oh, okay. We have upped the game here.
Man, she's upping the ante right now.
To someone else.
That's
nice.
So kind.
Cookies are meant to be shared. Bread is meant to be shared. I live in a neighborhood with a lot of elderly people, which is truly wonderful. My children now have many grandparents.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I don't know that you can continue in a bad mood after you've delivered something to someone. And I don't know. It's just like that act of service, I think, is nice. It's nice for the dopamine, you know?
Yeah, truly. Mm-hmm. So sweet and so nice. So good. I love it. I
haven't done it yet. I'm not that sweet. It's just, I'm hopeful that I will.
Okay. She doesn't even know, guys, what it would really be like. So don't
She's hopeful.
She's never once given things to anyone. She can't even relate to this.
Lying. She's lying.
She's just hoping she could be a nice person in the future.
We'll someday. See. We have hope for you too, Cage. We have hope.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Oh, I would love to be your neighbor. I can imagine your kids like bringing me a loaf of sourdough. I would just die.
Right?
Great.
Yeah. So true.
The best. Okay, next. So in episode 52, you may recall that episode, right, guys? It is our goal setting episode with our friend Miriam, whom I love. And I recently retook her goal setting class, because we are close personal friends now. I just want you to know.
Many benefits of the podcast.
I have been I'm re into bullet journaling and goal setting and all of that. I'm killing it again this year. I am just killing it with my goals because of my bullet journal. And I'm so obsessed with checking it and marking things off that I am completing my goals faster. So it's like a win-win-win. So I recommend listening to that episode, setting some goals for yourself, and then checking in on those goals anytime you're like, oh, I want to look at Instagram. No. Go to your goal setting thing and be like, which goal can I do right now? Or can I decorate a cute page for the next month or for the next week or something, you know?
Just good do something one.
Fun. It's great. I'm loving it. So that's episode 52 if you guys want to get into it as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's my turn again. Okay. Let's see. That one was taken. That one was taken. Okay. This is a good one. Meditate. So meditation. And I'm not as on top of it as Jessica right now with the episode number, but we do have a guided imagery episode that we have done. I'll share that later. But that's really, really good. So if you're not like, oh, I can't sit still for a whole hour, you don't have to, because that's not what's required for meditation. You can literally look up our guided imagery. There's like 5-minute ones, body relaxation, but like meditation, guided imagery, all of those things like are very, very, very good for me. And sometimes it's just locking myself in my car bathroom for a minute and 30 seconds when I'm feeling all touched out as a mom, and taking those cleansing breaths, breathing in for 4, exhaling for 4, holding on to my here and now thoughts. And that can be very, very good.
I love
it. Dopamine.
Truly. And so much better for your mind and body than like, let me quickly check out with this thing. It's much better to like ground yourself. Mm-hmm. So good.
I'm going to jump off that. Take a cold shower. But before you turn this off, let me tell you how I do it.
That was what I was going to do.
So you know how like cold plunging has been trendy lately?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, you have to break the ice before you get in.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. So I was curious about it. And so I listened to a podcast to see if this is actually research based and the people are, you know, doing this. Mm-hmm. Turns out it is healthy for you. So people are not wrong. But when I was listening to this, she's a researcher in Europe. You know, she's really legit. Can't remember her name, but just take my word for it. I trudged through a 2-hour podcast to figure this out. So basically,
this is the internet. We will believe anything you tell us.
True. She said that you can have this effect by like take your regular shower, but at the end of it, turn the water to cold and just try to be in it for as long as you can. Which my stamina for that right now is like 30 seconds. Like, I'm not
long. But I'd be like 4 seconds, you know. See you never. Bye. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think you would only ever want to do like a few minutes and then move on.
Yeah. So I definitely appreciate a nice hot shower, but then I just end it cold. And I do feel very refreshed after that. And I feel like that's something hard. So I get that dopamine hit of like, I did that. It was hard. So
it's also good for your hair. That's a good thing. It closes your hair follicles.
I did used to do it with my hair when I was a younger person and cared about that.
and we put more time and effort into those things. Yeah.
When I was like, oh, I should like probably do my hair every day. That was when I did my hair.
Yes.
Like, oh yeah, I probably should do it a little bit, you know.
Yeah. Time and place.
Yeah, truly. Okay, so the next thing I've been doing lately is I've been getting back into the Wordle world, if you will.
Nice. So, all right.
You guys probably remember Wordle. So yes. Wordle is accompanied by other games that I like to play. Did you guys know this?
Yeah.
So there's Connections, which is great. Not my favorite. Spelling Bee.
I like that really one. That's the riddly one, right? That you play with friends.
No, it's a spelling one. I don't know how to describe it.
Never mind.
I don't know what a riddly one that you play with friends is. I don't know what
it's
that is.
It's the New York Times one. Sorry, never mind. Continue.
Yes, no, it is. But it's where you, like, so Spelling Bee is where you, like, make words with the thing. Yeah, so anyways, and then there's Connections, and then there's Tiles, and then there's, like, the mini crossword. And I do all of those anytime that I, like, pick up my phone and I'm like, I want to do something on my phone. But I'm not going to get on Instagram or wherever I play one of those games. I like because they're like one time a day, you know, like you can't play them. There's only one Wordle a day, you know? And so it's great. It's like finite, I guess, is what I like about it. And it is good Alzheimer's, dementia prevention kind of stuff. Keeping you a little bit like coming up with these words and making the connections and blah, blah, blah. So. I'm always like, oh, that's much better for me than, like, I have to use my brain power to do the Wordle or whatever instead of just scrolling Instagram mindlessly as I was before. Yeah. So there you go.
I love it. Okay, my next one is a relational check-in. It's one of my favorite things. We also have another podcast on that one. We have a few on that one. But yeah, so
but look at this, guys, all these years later, and she's still doing it. So that's how you know.
I still, and even
tried
like,
and true.
Yeah, my husband's therapist told him the other day that we need to up our check-in. So, I mean, even after you've been doing it for this long, sometimes you're just like dragging your feet with your check-in. We all got to do it. We all got to do it. But yeah, so I love the check-in. I think I love, I like to challenge myself with a check-in instead of the tell me all your emotions. Cool. Tell me all your emotions. Cool. Let's watch Netflix, which I mean, there's so many times for that and that's totally good. But I like to challenge us a little bit more and just get like set a time for it. So it's like for the next 10 to 15 minutes, we're going to be checking in. I mean, even if at the end we're running out of things and we just start telling funny stories, that's okay. But we have like a designated amount of time that we can fill. So you just kind of like start scraping. And then when you're scraping for things, you usually find things that you wouldn't normally prioritize talking about. And then that can be some good time for connection. So it can be hard when you set the time limit because you're like, I want to be done. We've talked about all the emotions. So it kind of like, really, it's a good challenge.
Yeah, you like get, you kind of like get to that second wind kind of sometimes,
yeah.
I bet.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah. Oh, we did this, and now we're like coming back around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, good check-in.
Okay, my next one is inspired by Grey's Anatomy for anyone that has watched that. I don't even know if it's still on, but back in the day, when that was on, a lot of the hard episodes were accompanied with them dancing it out. So that is mine, dance.
Okay, yeah.
Like, kind of shake off what you've got going on, dance it out, get that heart rate up, listen to some good old school bangers, you know?
Bangers!
I think it can do wonders for the brain.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely can. I love that. That's such a good one. I didn't even have that on my list. So
thank goodness.
You win.
Stumped.
It's all yours. Okay, all my next one is one that I do frequently and regularly is I check in with my friends on Marco Polo. And Marco Polo, if you want to sponsor us, please do because we love your product. We will sing it from the rooftops all day, every day. So anytime that I'm like, oh, I need a little connection in my life, I'm always like, oh, I can just get on Marco Polo and talk to someone.
Yes.
It's great, you know? And then you just wait for all those responses to pour in. Sometimes I'll just have a day where I just want to check in on everyone, check in on like seven people. And then I'm like, dang it, I have to respond to seven people. But It's a good problem to have. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's great. It's great.
That's a good one. My next one is a little bit bigger, but it's a girls' trip. Oh, I just had that one on my list because.
Oh, if I have probably, to, you know.
I know. I probably could have like made that one smaller, like go to lunch with a friend, you know. But apparently I went
but
big.
Why not? So go big. Girls trip. Yeah, go girls big. Trip. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, or girls and men, or whatever, men and men trip. But I think that for me, a girls' trip is like. Like, it takes a lot of planning and it takes a lot of figuring out what everybody's going to do with their freaking kids and so much preparation, a lot of sacrifice, money, but then like doing all of that and then having that trip and then feeling all of that potential connection there, shared experiences. You're not alone in the world. You have your people. That is like a huge spike for me. And it takes a lot.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
All right, my next one is create a playlist.
Dang it. Sorry.
I find a lot of joy in, so I create mood playlists, I guess we'll say that, based on moods, right? So I have a lot of joy in the search and find of like the perfect song for that playlist. Recently created a bedtime playlist for my kids. And So then I ask Alexa to play that playlist through the house after we've done cleanup time to the cleanup song. And then all the soothing bedtime songs come on. And let me tell you, that feels great. It feels great that I created this soothing playlist and it winds everyone down. And they now know this music means we're winding down at bedtime. Because we love the dopamine hit of our kids going to bed, you know?
Oh.
So.
That's magic. That's magic. Yeah, what do you, you do it on Spotify, Cage?
Yep. I can share it with you if you would like.
I want all of your mood.
Yeah.
All of your mood playlists.
I'm just going to start following on there. Although I don't do Spotify. So don't,
you
know,
I do
make...
Apple. Do you do Apple?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I'll just have to like one by one.
Yeah, go through and find all of them, make the list.
Yeah.
No, but that's like the hardest part is finding the right song. So that's
yes, 100%. I would have no idea. We only
me either.
Exclusively listen to Disney at my house. 100%. Yeah. We're really into Robin Hood right now. Just the 1 minute oodle wow, all these wow, songs. Wow, 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 yeah. Wow,
banger.
Yep. That's it. I'm literally holding a Little John figurine in my hand while we record this.
Oh
my gosh. Yes. That.
So that's how into Robin Hood we are. We're really right now.
All right. I'm going to be the time police here. We have approximately 3 minutes before this episode is going to end, and we haven't even reached 15 ideas.
Okay, just do rapid fire. Rapid fire. Just
I'm
going to
read my list, and then Taylor will read her list, and then KJ will read the rest of her list. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. Delete old photos. Next. Foam roller. Does that make sense? Like foam roll your body, your muscles. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to think like put it in your hair or something. Journal. We have an episode on that, episode 119, so listen to that if you don't know what we're talking about. Listen to Thoughts on Thoughts podcast. 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Would recommend. But obviously just podcasts in general. So listen to a podcast.
Yes.
Do a quick, intense form of exercise, like a couple of sprints around the house or some jumping jacks. It gets your heart rate up and resets the body, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, one of my favorites, minimize something. Just go find something you can get out of your house. I love to do that when I'm bored. Check your budget. I definitely go through periods of being a little bit obsessive about that. One of my friends suggested this cuticle care. She just always has it in her bag. She just puts the oil on and like pushes her cuticle bag. And it's like a good like thing to do when you're like bored and maybe like you just want a snack. She's like, I'll always like do my cuticles first and then see how I feel.
Ooh,
it's a nice little like thing. Brain dump. So like if you're feeling, so like if you're trying to go to your dopamine thing to get rid of that feeling, writing out everything in your brain and circling the three most important things can be helpful. Mm-hmm. Go on a walk. We talked about that. Do three things I'm grateful for, or do something that made me genuinely, truly happy today. Make a list of those things. High protein snack and make some food. Taylor already did that one, so pretend I didn't say it again.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's mine.
Beautiful. Taylor?
Oh.
Taylor is frozen.
Yeah, so I just had... Oh, sorry. Can you hear? Oh, yeah. So I was just going to do a language lesson. If you're learning a language, pop on Duolingo, do a language lesson. I like doing art history lessons on my phone. I think we talked about that last time. If you have like a list of errands or a to-do list, choose one thing that day to complete, whether it's like tomorrow I have to get my passport picture taken. That's really good. let's see. Oh, special play with your children. That's like the 15 minutes of one-on-one individual play with your kids.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Here we go. Write a letter. Use a planner and check off your to-do list. Kind of what Tay said. I would also add retroactively write a to-do list of things you've already done that day.
Already done. And check it off. Yeah. Yep. That's even more important sometimes.
Visit somewhere you've never been before. Plant something. Play an instrument. Be childlike. Next time you go to the pool, pretend you're a mermaid. Do handstands underwater and have your friends and family rate you 10 out of 10.
Uh-huh. As they should if they're true friends and family.
Exactly. There we go.
Yay, we did it.
Hopefully there's something in there for you. And yeah. We'll talk to you later.
Share something out. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Thanks for joining us today. We want to create a community of inclusion where we can have conversations about topics that you need help with or have questions about. We want you to have a voice in this process, so please let us know what you want to hear about on future episodes. You can email us at thoughtspod@gmail.com. And if you search ThoughtsPod, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All original music is composed by Milan Vrajic from Valley of the Bears, and our logos are by Rick Thomas. Thanks for joining us.